Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Vachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Yud Beis, and Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnah is being learned with Chosas Bas Rachel, Shishi Bezecha to find Rezivik Hagon, Bikar of Mamish. Here we have our last Mishnah regarding Dam, blood of a carbon, and we're not talking about where it got mixed up. Here we're specifically referring to something we mentioned at the end of the previous Mishnah, namely soul of blood being brought into a place where it's not allowed to be. And that's what Mishnah says. Chatos Shekibol Dam B'Shnei Kaisos. We have a carbon chatos that it's avoided is supposed to be done Bachutz, just on the regular outside Mizbech in Hazara, and its blood was caught in two different cups. So we have two cups of blood, they're both perfectly fine to be used. And Yatza Echarein Lachotz, one of them was brought outside, which means it was brought outside the Azara. So that blood is possible, but Hapnei Mikasher, the inner one, meaning the cup that remained in the Azara, that's kosher and could be used no problem. However, let's say it was the other way around, Nichnas Echarein Lefnim, the one of these cups of blood was brought inside the Heichal, inside the Kodesh, and it's not allowed to be brought there either. What's the din regarding the one that still remained outside? Rebbe Yisrael Glili, Machshir B'chitzon, Rebbe Yisrael Glili allows the one that remained outside to be sprinkled on the Mizbech, or and the Chum Pasol, and that's based off of Josh and a Pasuk. Now, Rabbi Yisai Galili, he explains why he holds that it's still kosher, because Mayim Bim Kam Shamachshav Paiseles, just like in a place, where just a simple thought will Pasol, and when is that? Bachot, that the Kohen had a thought, for example, he's going to do Zrikas Adam outside where he's allowed to, that Pasol's everything, but Loy Asa Samashar Kayotze wouldn't treat that whatever blood is inside as if it was brought outside, namely, in the first case of the Mishnah, when some blood was physically brought outside the Azara, wouldn't treat whatever blood was remaining in the Azara as if it was brought outside. Well, Makam She'ena Machshav Paseles, in a case where a thought doesn't pasel, namely Bifnim, that the Kohen has a thought, I'm going to do Zrikas Adam to this Chatos inside the Heichal, that doesn't pasel the carbon. Ain't it Dinshalay Nasas Mishar Kenichnos? Shouldn't we for sure say that whatever was left outside is not like it was brought in? And just because one cup of blood was brought inside the Heichal, that's not a reason to pasel the blood that remained outside in the Azara. And that's a great svar for Rabbi Yosei Glili. And move on to another case, Nichnas L'chaper. Let's say all the blood of his chatos was brought inside the heichal, and his intention was to be mechaper with it, meaning to sprinkle it inside the heichal. Afal pi shalai kiper, even though he didn't actually sprinkle it, pasul it's pasul. Div Rabbi Lezer expresses his opinion, or Reb Shimon says that no, achi chaper, it's until he actually sprinkles it in the heichal, and if he turned around and went back outside the heichal into the azar with his blood, it's not a problem. It's still allowed to be used. Now Rabbi Huda says that it really depends. Im hechnas shoygig kasher, if he had walked into the heichal b'shoygig, he thought that this was one of the chatos that needs to have its blood sprinkled inside the heichal. That's why he went inside. So then it's still kosher to be used, and he can go back outside and sprinkle it on the Mizbech HaChitzayin. Another din regarding Dam, Kol Dam Upsum Shenein Ogam Mizbech, any Dam which is Pasol, that was sprinkled on the Mizbech, Loi Hitzra Tzitz, there's no Ritzoy Tzitz. This is a special Pasuk that tells us that the Tzitz, the golden plate that the Kohen Gadol has on his forehead that says Kodesh Hashem, that is Meratzah, that brings about an acceptance for Avodah of Dam that was done improperly. So there's no Ritzoy Tzitz for all these bloods that are Pasol that were sprinkled on the Mizbech, El Ala Tameh, except if the blood was Tameh. Shatzitz Meratza al Tameh, Ve'inim Meratza al Yotze. The Tzitz is only Meratza. It only brings about this acceptance for a void of blood that was done, even though it shouldn't have been, only if that blood was Tameh and sprinkled. But it's not Meratza on Yotze if the blood was brought outside the Azara and it was possible because of that, and then for whatever reason the Kohen brought it back in and sprinkled on the Mizbeach. The Tzitz is not Meratza and the carbon is still possible. And then moving on to Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph, we begin discussing a new topic, which is the first line in the Mishnah, HaMizbeach Mekadesh es Haroyloi, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh. It sanctifies that which is fit for it. And this is referring to a carbon or parts of a carbon that were pasul and they were brought on the Mizbeach anyway. Since they're on the top of the Mizbeach, it's Mekadesh it, it sanctifies it, and we're not allowed to take it off of the Mizbeach. However, as we saw in this first line, that's only for something which is fitting for the Mizbeach. If it's not fitting for the Mizbeach, then even though it was brought on the Mizbeach, it's not Kadosh, it's not sanctified, and we take it off. So the question is, what does that mean, something which is fitting for the Mizbeach? And here we have Machlokes. Rabbi Shua says, Kol Royal Ishem, anything that's fit for the fire of the Mizbeach, meaning if it was kosher and it was supposed to be burned on the Mizbeach, if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, we're not going to bring it down. How do we know this? Shemar, because the pasuk says he ha'ayla al mikta al mizbeach. And what do we learn from these words? He ha'ayla. It's the ayla that's supposed to be brought on mizbeach. Ma ayla she ruil ishem. Just a carbon ayla that's supposed to be burned by the fire. Im also leteirid. If it was brought up, even though it's pasul, we're not going to take it down. Af kol davar shiruil ishem. So to any carbon or any part of a carbon that's supposed to be burned on the mizbeach, im ala yerid. If it was brought up when it was pasul, we don't take it off. However, Rambam Gamliel argues, and he says kol ruil mizbeach as anything that's fitting to be brought on the Mizbeach, not fitting to be burned, but fitting to be brought on the Mizbeach. Im ol yered, if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, we're not going to take it down. Shemar Kaz Pasuk says, and it's the same pasul, ki ha'ayla ha'mikta ha'mizbeach. And what do we learn from here? Ma'ayla shiru'i l'mizbeach. Just like the carbon ayla is fitting to be brought on the Mizbeach. Im also loiterid, if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, we're not going to take it down. Af kol davar shiru'i l'mizbeach. So to anything that's fitting for the Mizbeach, im ol yered, if it was brought up, we don't take it down. Now, what's the difference between the two of them? Ain bein de Rambam Gamliel de Rabbi Yeshua. There's no difference between what Rambam Gamliel is saying and Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Ela hadam v'nesach nesachim except for the blood of the carbon and the nesachim, the wine libations. Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel says lo yeredu, they're not going to be taken down even though they're pasul. Whereas Rabbi Shua Amir yeredu, Rabbi Shua says they will be brought down because Rabbi Shua's drasha is only in regards to something that's fitting to be burned on the mizbeach. While nesachim and blood is not burned on the mizbeach, so therefore even if it was brought up, we're going to take it down because it's pasul. Whereas according to Rabbi Gamliel, it has nothing to do with burning; it has to do with something that's brought on the mizbeach. And both dam and nesachim are fitting to be brought on the mizbeach, so if they're brought up, even though they're pasul, we're not going to bring them down. Now, Reb Shimon says, "Hazevach kasher v'nesachim psulim." Let's say the carbon itself was kasher, but the nesachim, for whatever reason, were pasul, or hanesachim ksherim v'hazevach pasul. It was the other way around. The nesachim were kasher, but the carbon itself was pasul. And it can even be afilu zevach psulim, even if both of them, the carbon and the nesachim, were pasul. The rule is with both of them, "Hazevach lo yered v'nesachim yeredu." The carbon itself is not going to be brought down if it was brought up, even though it's pasul, and the nesachim will be brought down. So that's like a midline shita, if you will. Now we're going to stop here for the day and pick up the Mishnah Beis and Gimel discussing the different psulim that we're talking about over here. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.